This is Dr. Ali, ALI, dictating history, physical, patient name, RIT, Ritger, RITGER, Mary, MARIE, date of birth, 3/2/1927, place, Frankenwood Nursing Home, Rehab Center, date of service, 7/3/2023. 7/3/2023. It's initial comprehensive history and physical history of present illness. This is a 96-year-old female. She was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital. Patient has a known history of aortic stenosis, CKD, stage 3, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of hypoxia on oxygen 2 liter, came to emergency room with acute onset of shortness of breath. Patient was hospitalized in April 2023 with non-STEMI and vaginal bleed, but she refused cardiac cath because of issue with her kidney failure. At this admission, when she came, patient came to the ED, her pro-BNP was 3000, lactic acid 4.5, heart rate 110. She was placed on BiPAP for respiratory failure. CT chest showed diffused, bilateral infiltrate, effusion consistent with CHF, started IV Lasix, admitted to the IMC level of care. Her respiratory status started to improve. Subsequently, she weaned off oxygen slowly and placed a nasal cannula. Patient tolerated well. Physical therapy done. They recommended 24-hour supervision care or subacute rehab. Patient was decided to be DNR while in the hospital. BiPAP was okay. No vasopressor, no antiarrhythmic drug. Patient has been in hospice care before at home. She was weak. PT recommended subacute rehab and she was sent here because of deconditioning with recent acute hypoxic respiratory failure. And dyspnea. She also has a UTI that had presentation, treated with antibiotic, and CKD stage 4 was monitored. Today when I saw the patient in the rehab, she's feeling better. She has a generalized weakness. Very nice, elderly, present female. She denies any headache, dizziness, cough congestion, no fever, no chills. Complaining of right shoulder pain with a limited range of motion. Left shoulder, she is able to move, and right shoulder, limited range of motion is going on for many months. Past medical history, number 1, CKD, stage 3. Next line, aortic stenosis. Next line, GERD. Next line, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next line, history of recent acute hypoxemic respiratory failure. Coronary artery disease, status post non-STEMI in April 2023. Hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis. She also has a history of GERD. History of skin cancer, squamous cell carcinoma, left leg. Thyroid nodule, vitamin D deficiency. History of pneumonia treated in the past, many years ago. Osteoarthritis. Pre-diabetes, restless leg syndrome.
Yes, Mr.
Surgical history, removal of squamous cell carcinoma, left leg.
Did you talk to the nurse?
No, I have to take class.
Social history, she lives in senior citizen building, independent unit, no cough, no smoking, no alcohol use.
I'm not a nurse today.
No dog abuse.
Yeah, Miss B, she should be on the nursing station.
Medication upon discharge, Tylenol, 500 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hours, aspirin, 81 mg daily.
For 135,
eight. Benzocaine, menthol, lozenges.
Hello there. Hi, B, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
PRN for sore throat. Dulcolax positive, 10 mg daily PRN. Constipation, buspirone 5 mg daily, calcium carbonate 500 mg daily, vitamin D 5000 units daily, Plavix 75 mg daily, Lasix 20 mg daily, Metoprolol 12.5 mg BID, multivitamin 1 tablet daily, Nystatin, powder twice a day for skin rash, Protonix 40 mg daily, Ruvastatin 10 mg daily, Seneca 2 tablet daily, Seneca 1 tablet daily, Carafate 1 gram 3 times a day. Ruva system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm, musculoskeletal. It's complaining of right shoulder pain with limited range of motion. She is a known chronic osteoarthritis, left shoulder, she is able to move. Neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no pulse, urinary, no pulse, dipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, genitourinary, no hematuria. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert. Oriented M3, very pleasant female, her blood pressure is 108 over 70, pulse. Blood sugar 134, temperature 98.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oximetry 100%. Head did make lamophilic, eyes and ectaric, no urine discharge, throat clear, no agitated, neck supple, no GVD, chest non tender. Old swelling at the sternum area, she said about 20 years ago she had a fall. Since then the anterior part of the chest at the upper sternum has a swelling. Next up on the GD, lungs, decreased breath sound at the bases, no wheezing, heart S1-S2. Regular systolic murmur present. Abdomen soft, non-turned bowels from positive extremities. She has a right leg, some redness noted, but left leg she has an ulcer. Patient said there was a place biopsy taken when she was diagnosed with cancer on the leg. Squamous cell carcinoma diagnosed. But no cough tenderness noted. Neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented M3. Assessment, patient is admitted to a subacute rehab, the deconditioning and generalized weakness. Next and recent acute hypoxemic respiratory failure. Next and acute and chronic CHF.
Stop being surprised by me.
Exacerbation with preserved ejection fraction. Metabolic acidosis, lactic acidosis, CKD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of osteoporosis, history of squamous cell cancer of the left leg. History of anemia. History of CKD stage 3, stage 4. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. Care plan discuss the patient, course that she wanted before DNR, DNI. Care plan also discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.